welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Warsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the guy who is smart enough to remind me to not make a joke on such a somber holiday.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
When did I remind you not
you
to make
didn't.
A joke? Oh, but you were going to make a tasteless joke.
Yes, and something about your face.
Oh, said
your face.
Don't be a jerk-tard.
Yeah, this is not the time.
Nor the place.
Not that I'm super. Maybe I'm very American about Memorial Day because I don't make a big deal about it in my mind. Not that I don't think it's worth a big deal. I'm already making this worse.
No, I think you're showing adequate respect.
All right, good.
The fact that you withheld any sort of tactless humor shows that you're growing up. I know. I'm a little surprised. That either means you're tired or you had a really bad joke in mind. Or both.
I don't think either of those is true, actually. I don't think. One could argue that it was more of a cop-out than anything.
You didn't have the conviction to pull it off.
Something.
I sound really loud. Is that just in my head? Maybe. Oh, that's it. That feels. I just feel like I'm peaking.
Maybe I bumped your gain.
That's good. And then bring the other one back up. Yeah, there we go. That feels.
Now you're clipping.
Yeah, I was clipping before.
No, you just clipped right now.
Okay. How about I'll just talk like this from back here.
How about if I do that?
This is why we don't do pre-production. We did check some other levels, but we didn't check my levels.
That sounds good, yeah?
I like that.
That sounds nice. And you're not clipping.
Okay, everybody wins.
Yay!
Yay, everybody. You know, for Memorial Day this morning, I kicked the kids off of my PlayStation and said, I'm going to play a game. And I let my son choose between three games. I said,
you to play?
Yeah.
He was going to watch you play said games.
Yeah. I was like, you can do whatever. I said, but what you can't do is just sit here and wait for me to be done. Because that, you know, when you're five, waiting to be done is like laying on your back and kicking things in the air.
So what you're saying is you want him to understand going into this that there will not be a turn for him.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You're like, I'm playing, you can watch, or you can go play, but I'll let you choose. And that way I don't have to mull over, is this really the game I want to play? Maybe I want to play one of those other games. So I said, you can either choose Overwatch, Horizon Zero Dawn, which I still have not finished, or Destiny 2, which you still have not played.
Yeah.
And he chose
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Destiny 2. I was surprised.
Oh, I heard you talk about this with my kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had just finished watching some of the Ninja Turtles Season 5, so it's all like space stuff, and it's a lot of fun. And I probably played for about an hour this morning before coming over to memorialize this day with you. And towards the end, we're like, oh, we need to start wrapping up. I was like, oh, I've got like 15 minutes left. I'll pop in Horizon Zero Dawn just to say I did them both. I played that game for maybe 3 minutes, and my blood pressure started
really?
To rise. All the relaxation I enjoyed
with
from
Destiny.
Playing Destiny was melting away. I felt myself getting super tense. In fairness, I did drop myself in the middle of what looks like a very important campaign moment in the game. But still, I wasn't not doing campaign stuff with Destiny. I was in the middle of the thick. But there's something about that game. So I thought
Do you think it's the gameplay or the actual game itself?
This is what I wanted to discuss on this day of relaxation. I'm not kidding. I turned it off and put Destiny back on.
As a palate cleanser?
Yes. I was like, I'm not leaving like this. I was having such a lovely morning and I was angry. And I remembered that there are the times when I have shouted at my kids while playing a game have always been with Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't think any other game where I'm like, stop talking to me. Stop it! And they don't know why Dad's so mad. And I am trying to take down a longhorn.
That's so great. Yeah.
So what games...
My kids love to talk during cutscenes.
Oh, that's the worst. My wife has learned that is not when we talk. When there's dialogue, shh, you can talk to me while
my gosh.
Jumping.
There was a day that I fell in love with my wife all over again. And it was when I was in the playoffs for a Madden game and she was walking and she stopped.
Yes.
Waited till the play had finished and then crossed the TV. I was like, wow.
That's a double win because not only is that Madden, but that's also like proper football etiquette for watching.
Oh, she's
a game.
Full blown football now. But.
So what games relax you? What games stress you out? Well, we can take our time on this.
Yeah.
We can discuss. Let's discuss the relaxing games first.
I think that Madden stresses me out.
Stresses you out. That's the opposite of relaxing. Go on.
And because there's times where it's like, I can't win. Like, I just can't get it turned around and it's over. Mm-hmm. And I wrestle with the idea of how committed do I want to be to this reality where, because I feel like it's a cop out just to hit reset.
Yeah.
So now what I did was I created a system where when I pick up the new Madden game, and I go into my franchise mode as I want to do.
Yeah.
I will finish the first season. Mm-hmm. And if at any time during that game I'm losing, I will reset and start over again. Mm-hmm. But after the first season.
After the legitimate season.
Yep.
Where the schedule matches reality.
All the way to the Super Bowl. I'll even go to playoffs.
Really?
So, and once I finish that first season, then after that, if I lose, I lose and I have to take my
Are
loss.
You looking for perfect? A perfect record or no. Just looking for wins?
I get frustrated.
You want to win the Super Bowl?
I do, yes, but I get frustrated by the idea that I did not lose because of, I lost because I'm not good at the game, not because of a lack of understanding football, if that makes sense.
Yes, that's the opposite of me.
Yeah, so that's where I will get frustrated, but I feel like once I've played through a season, I have a grasp of the timing and the new control. Like, even though the controls don't really change, but there is a difference.
Totally. Well, that's why they sell new games.
Handled.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do. A relaxing game.
Well, I remember playing that Madden 13, and I would get so strung up.
Oh, yeah.
That I had to. That's why I stopped playing with it.
At the end, when we did the season where it was supposed to be with listeners on this podcast. Yeah. And then it became
friends of friends.
Justin
really.
Regas and his band of brothers.
It was his friends' friends.
Yeah.
It wasn't even his friends. It was he
I
brought
say
it.
They're his friends.
But that he would tell. I was like, "Oh, it's your friends." He's like, "They're not mine." They're like, it's a friend of his that brought the rest of them in.
But see, and I wish I could play those guys in this version of Madden. I think it would be a little bit more competitive. But point is, that Madden 13 would stress me out even more.
Yeah.
Because I had to play the guy who was a Seahawks twice a year.
Oh. He was so good.
Oh, so
too good, some would say. Oddworld stresses me out, but I never played it. I didn't sit down. See, like Horizon Zero Dawn is a game that's in the family, as it were, of like, that's a game that I have decided has made. We were discussing with TV shows. There's not a lot of TV shows now that live in my Hart's family, like Office, 30 Rock, or as a kid, like Cheers, Three's Company, now like Arrested Development. It doesn't matter when or how. I'm always going to watch 30 Rock, or not 30 Rock, Arrested Development. What did I say?
You said both.
Okay, Arrested Development. It doesn't matter what format Arrested Development, when it comes out, I'm going to watch it. There's right. no Lost in Space. I've stalled out halfway through. It's not in the family, right? But there are games like that where I'm like, no, I'm going to play that game. And Horizon Zero Dawn has made it into that place. But there are times where I think it has to do with the precision element of it. Where, when you get hit in that game, have you played it much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I finished it.
You finished it. I haven't. When you get hit, it hurts.
Yeah.
And it's like, you feel like you die. Because when it's over, it's just over. And you watch her crumble, and it's blackout. Like, action stops, the camera
that
moves
game,
up.
That game does, it's very much a part of the modern way of doing things, where there's not a lot, I feel. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know if this is a sign of the times or a sign of my age. Mm-hmm. But I feel there's not a lot of explanation anymore. Like, instruction booklets are more for advertisement or for bonus features than they are anything.
They're not anything.
And I feel like there's not a lot of tutorials.
No, the first level is the tutorial.
Sort of. But then once you play it like the big almost T-Rex thing, right? Like when you're fighting that thing, I don't know what to do.
You're supposed to figure it out.
And I remember there was a certain point where, which I like. I like that idea that you fail to learn.
Yeah.
But that's stressful.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is so counterintuitive because we all play games for fun.
Right. So the other game that's in my heart that I definitely play that's in the family is Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War. I have the sequel, but that game is like you have to sneak. You have to get around. You have to be like a Sly Cooper. That's Dimitri doing Sly Cooper. I'll be like the Sly Cooper. And you have to like climb up walls and you have to come behind orcs. And then suddenly there can be a mob of them. And I wonder if that's it, that you get outnumbered in these games where I feel like I don't stand a chance.
Yeah,
and I need to go.
Again, in Horizon Zero Dawn, I would say it's those big battles.
Big battles.
I'm trying to think. And I wonder, here's the question I want to ask before I start to think of a game that like relieves my stress, is that do we, obviously we play games for fun. Mm-hmm. Is it much like a roller coaster is intended to scare you a little bit, right?
Ooh,
exhilarate
yes,
you.
Be thrilling.
Is
yeah.
this stress supposed to be cathartic in some way, shape, or form?
Well, that's what I think. Like, I like Horizon Zero Dawn. I play it. Like, I want to go play more of it.
So is it that you're overcommitted to the reality, or is it that it's doing its job?
I think I'm going to say the second one. I think there's something about the challenge of like, I want to get over it, but it does engage me in a different way of like, I want a more relaxing experience, or I want it easy. It's not easier because Destiny 2 is not an easy game. You can't say that that's a like playing checkers or something online.
I never got into like Battletoads or any of those old Nintendo games. But Oddworld was the first one that looked so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to play it so hard.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. It would make me so angry. Like, to the point
you
where
I, Dimitri!
I got it on the Vita.
Oh, did
you? I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
And now I'm angry on a plane. It's all that did.
Oddworld on a plane.
Oddworld on a plane is a, you don't want to do that.
Another round of rum, please.
You know what? I did not drink because my flights I felt like weren't long enough for me to really throw back the sauce.
I bet
if I would have, Oddworld might be fun drunk because then you're like, cares.
I think it'd be worse because it takes some level of concentration.
You have to be able to be coordinated.
Because, I mean, Destiny's or Horizon Zero Dawn isn't even a memorization game. Like, there are games like Old School Mario or Battletoads or Live, Die, Repeat, where it's about learning, you know, dodge now, duck, move, hit, leap here, watch out for that second gun. It's not even like that. It's and maybe this is also part of it. When you lose in Horizon Zero Dawn, you go all the way back to the beginning of that battle. But no, it doesn't matter. And you lose weapons.
Yep.
Anything you spent somehow magically gets stolen from you. I guess to be fair, you are immortal. So
it balances. It comes out in
that
the wash.
Seems fair.
As the kids say. I know I keep bringing it up, but I think that the only game I could think of, although I have been very relaxed in this world of Assassin's Creed Origins, mm-hmm. which I just finished.
Yeah.
The story mode. And then it was funny because my kids, when they found out that I had the Mass Effect game you also gave me for my birthday this year, they, in January, they go, what are you going to do now? And I think they're worried because they're still playing it and they haven't quite caught up to where I am now.
Mm.
And I think they thought I was just going to sell it and move on.
Yes.
So they were like, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know. I'll probably play my Mass Effect Andromeda game. And they go, wait, what's that? And it's so funny to watch the little kid in them because they're like, they're already ready to move on.
Oh, really?
Now Jacob is annoyed by the fact that I've decided to go back and do as many side missions as I'm doing. There's these bounty hunters in Assassin's Creed Origins that we've been calling Phylax this whole time. And I realized I got the pronunciation from my kids because they noticed the Phylax before I did.
Oh, no.
It's just like you'll be running through an area and there's 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it'll just be you hear like a Viking horn and it goes, the Phylax are near. And it doesn't say anything. It just says it on the screen. Yeah. And I was like, oh, crap. And then, but at a certain point, you build up enough XP and your weapons enough that you can actually take one of them on.
Sure, yeah.
But at that point in the game, when they show up, you just go to fight one,
running.
It just kills you.
Yeah.
And so Jacob was the first.
That's how you discipline a dog, right? When they're a puppy, you teach them you can't jump over this fan. It's too big for you.
Yes.
And then when they're so big, they can actually look over it. They still think no.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, horn, no, bad battle. And you're like, actually, I'm like overpowered.
Yes.
I stab them and move on.
I did get nervous fighting, even though I was a level 35 at that
time. Did you?
I got nervous fighting a level 20 Phylax.
That's so funny.
Now, here's the best part is that for people who've also played Assassin's Creed Origins, you already know I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly. So I'm sitting there, and one of the things, the first time you kill a Phylax, it unlocks a mission to hunt the hunters. So you could go kill all of the Phylax, and then that gives you this cool weapon thing.
Yeah.
So I've got 9 of the 10 Phylax. I've got to find, I think, one more, and then I've killed them all.
Mm.
And what's funny is I started and it's like, you find a key on one of these guys. And then the guy goes, why are all the Falakis have these keys? And I was like, wait, what?
What's a Falaki?
Yeah, what's a Falaki?
This a-hole doesn't know how to spell Phylax.
So the kids weren't with me at the time. And so I said, by the way, we've been pronouncing Phylax wrong this whole time. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I just heard the guy in the game buy it. He calls him a Falaki. And Jack, my younger son, goes, Phylax sounds cooler. I go, I think
he's right.
He is right. He's absolutely right. But it still doesn't make it right. Like, I go, but it's wrong still.
Maybe so, that guy was French. It's the Falake.
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 Falake. So, but yeah, I've been really relaxing that game.
Is that game
and
relaxing?
Arkham Knight.
I was going to say Arkham Knight, but I feel like I'll oscillate. There are times where Arkham Knight is super fun and just you can kind of settle into it and you get to beat up a bunch of guys. But then you try to do the pyro missions in Arkham Knight where you're trying to chase down the, isn't it pyro? What's his name? The firebug?
Sure.
No, he's a
Firefly.
Firefly chasing him through the city. I'm like, this isn't fun. But it doesn't stress me out. I don't get angry, but I lose fun. The fun factor goes way down.
See, and I like, unlike what you were describing, I can't remember what the other game was where you felt like you were outnumbered. Shadow of War.
Yeah.
But what I like about the Arkham Knight game is you can have eight guys around you and you could. It's the closest I felt to feeling like a superhero when I'm playing.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just no big deal. I'm like, just, I feel like I'm doing this and just waving my, I said this on an audio medium, I'm waving my hands around, but I could look anywhere I want because I know where all the blows are coming from and I can deflect them. It's like a typical kung fu comedy.
And if you do just wave your arms around, that's not enough. You get rewarded for changing up how you magically connect with them as they're coming at you.
Those fights.
Because you can win a battle from just hitting square in the right direction. But if you throw a triangle in there.
Yeah.
You throw a circle in there.
Or there's one where it was a square and circle. Like, yeah, those are the same. It's a fun, the fighting mechanics in that game.
And then
awesome.
You get to drive, so that's fun to like. So I think there's an element of movement that makes it feel relaxing. Because for me, Guild Wars and Guild Wars 2, like, I can just sit down and every now and then it'll be stressful if I've hit a campaign mission that is particularly challenging. But for the most part, it's like, I could just do this. 4 hours. And I do. More on that later. But also the Mario games. A lot of the Mario games will really relax me. Like Super Mario, not 3D
the
World.
The original one I never got into.
How about the new, like, new Mario Brothers Wii U?
I think the last one I played was Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay.
That's the last one I played, and I was like, oh, this is fun.
So on the Wii U, they have stuff that's like that, but, you know, new and cleaner and everything. And that will, I'll sit down and be like, this is fun. Even the challenges of dying regularly, it's fun to move and hop around in that kind of platformy world. My wife can't watch me play. And
that stresses her out.
It just stresses her. And she likes that game. She's actually played a lot of it. But it bothers her to see. Because I've been playing long. I'm like, every time it happens, I go, hun, I've been playing these for like 30 years. You know how to get that platform, like just get to the edge of the platform without falling, or you know how you can hop and move or hit the B button and dodge a thing. And then if I do die, I go, oh, well, that's part of it. Like, who cares? I've got 99 lives. That was one I'll learn, and now I'll know that guy is coming.
In the new Mario games, do you have limited lives? That seems to be not a thing anymore.
No, you can... Unlimited or limited?
No, limited. Like, do you have... Well, the last... Like, if you lose three lives, you have to start over again.
In the last one, whatever it was...
Galaxy or...
No. The last 2D one that came on the Wii U. You only had a certain number of saves. You could do one save as, like, a courtesy save in the middle of something. And then that's it. If you died, you couldn't... You'd go back to, like, a real loading point in the game. So it was a way of forcing you to feel... Now, if you're smart, you just only save after finishing a level or always finish a level or go back to the beginning and finish that super easy level that takes a minute. But there is... if you run out of three lives, it really is game over. Like, you need to accrue and keep your lives in front of you. I find all that relaxing. Like, even... And it's bright and colorful. It's fun to look at.
Yeah, but the Mario Brothers was like Oddworld for me, the original one. I only played like Double Dribble on the Nintendo, Duck Hunt a little bit, but mostly it was.
You would be great at them. That'd be fun to see you attempt the original.
Well,
we did
when we bought. Oh, that's the other thing that was reminding me of. So when we went to go see Solo this last weekend, yesterday, they had a trailer for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, really?
Where it was like families playing. We're like, we're on vacation and we bring the Switch with us. We're on a plane and we're playing.
Oh, like it was the commercial before, like the commercials or a trailer?
It was during the movie trailers.
Yeah.
But they had a commercial in the middle of, like, you know what I mean?
In between, because a lot of theaters.
No, not in between trailers. I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. Yes.
Because there
are
a lot of, if you show up really early.
I think so.
They have like 30 minutes of commercials that you can sit and watch. And they're like for Coke and they're for everything.
I wish I would have been paying better attention.
And then the lights dim and they go to trailer mode.
Yeah.
And then the lights go dark.
I can't remember. Because they have this new Grinch interstitial thing at AMC theaters where he comments on Are we starting a movie yet? Like all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's super, super seasonal. Is it Jim Carrey or is it some guy?
I tried to pick the voice, but it does not. It seems like a celebrity, but I couldn't place it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it Ron Howard?
No. Iconic director.
Iconic director. Oh my gosh, we've been talking for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry.
This has been super relaxing.
But anyway, so when I'm watching the trailer / commercial for the Switch, I was like, this is the moment.
Oh, yeah?
It says it's happening.
And
nothing. Nobody.
They didn't. The kids didn't care.
Didn't register. They were distracted by Sour Patch Kids and Skittles.
You know what? Honestly, I think that window is closed, and you did it by putting Assassin's Creed Origins in front of them.
Yeah.
I think you artificially grew them up. But
video game age, they're 15.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you were kidding? Because yes. It's true. Just now, because we're having a little barbecue and we left our families and came in here to record. Your son, who is six?
Six.
Asked me if it was okay if my five-year-old could look at games with blood. Is it all right if your kid sees blood? Like, he's fine.
It's the rule we have at the house.
Oh, got it.
They can play whatever games I say they can, but if there are other kids here, they can only play like G-rated games.
Got it. My 3-year-old daughter will be like, huh, and then she'll move on. Yeah. Like, she won't care. Every now and then we'll watch something scary with like the Ninja Turtles animated series, and she'll be like, that's a little gross. Goblins, and they break stuff, and aliens' heads get shot off. And she'll be like, I'm going to hide.
I'm going to see ya. Have fun.
She buries her head in the couch.
Let's see. Do we have anybody? I forgot. I didn't think of this since we're recording early on this said Monday. There is one person that will play Stump with.
Oh, yeah.
If that's all
Let's
right.
Do it.
If that's all right with you.
I love
hope you're
plan.
Ready, Wender, because we're coming for you after these messages.
Boop, 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 boop.
For a band, the Eurythmics. We are European rhythm people.
There are the Germans, the Belgians, and the Eurythmics. They're just north of Wakanda.
Waffles are my sweet dreams.
Oh, I derailed your bid. Sorry.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Some would say you threw strawberries and whipped cream on top of it. Others would argue that you put Nutellas and bananas in between.
Oh, man.
That's what would be said. All right. Oh, there I was right.
Yeah.
Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Why does she sound like a karaoke drum?
I thought it was hold your hand, but I guess it is keep your... No, you're right.
Oh, get that synth.
There's not enough synth in our life.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. We're playing the game of Stump with people that are playing on. Oh, we got another person.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Is it Matt?
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. No, but AJ is the only one who wants to be in the thing here. Oh, Wender jumped over. All right. So we need two people, right?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
All right. Two people. So
happy Memorial Day to you.
AJ Assassin, and we have Wender.
Wender, are you a new listener? Oh, Wender. Sidewinder?
Did I press the wrong button?
There's no way of knowing.
No way of knowing.
Do, do, do,
oh, here's what do, I did wrong. Do, I fixed do, it. Do, I fixed do, it.
Wender, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Wender. Is it Memorial Day where you are, Wender?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Where are you in the wide, wide world?
Oh, wait, hold on. I am, I was listening on the stream and not through the call, but I'm in New Jersey right now.
Ah, New Jersey, the future. And AJ, where are you?
I am from Kansas.
Ah, Kansas. All right, we're all American in this Discord. Well, except Justin.
Yep.
Have you guys ever played Stump with us before?
I have not.
I have.
You have. All right. Well, let's do it for this stump iteration. We all have to have trivia questions. There are no Googling your question or your answer unless you did it prior to now. Because I did. Your goal when you ask the question is to get no more than two people to get it right and no less than one. So you ask a question that is good enough so that some of us get it right, but not so impossible that none of us get it right.
Good
and
one.
And Justin just thought, do you want to go first, Justin?
I don't know, but I need at least two of you to get this right.
That's right. But if all three of it get us right, that's like no what point. Color is Mario's hat? You know, not a good question.
AJ, can I ask how old are you?
Is that your question?
I am 19.
All right. Wender?
I am 17.
Damn, these guys are going to be no help.
This is going to be great.
No help.
I might get it right for
you. In your guys' video game life, did you own a PlayStation 1?
Yes. I did not.
One had a PlayStation.
They're
one.
Younger than the PlayStation, though.
I know, but I just wanted to. I'm curious to see. But this is one of my. Oh, this is one of my favorite games.
All right, do it.
I'd
go.
Forgotten about until this moment. You want me to ask my question?
Yeah, yeah.
First?
You built it up so much. I'm so excited.
What? Ooh, but I'm gonna be. I'm gonna feel bad.
Yeah.
If it's not. Well, I get. To, I'll phrase it this way. What non Star Wars game starred Mark Hamill?
Oh yes.
Do you know this one?
It'll give me. It'll come to me.
It's that's, such a good game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. My roommate, Fred, he had a PlayStation 1 and got me back into video games with this. And we used to work at a Hollywood Video and we would check out games for free because we got one free rental or whatever.
That keeps you from stealing.
Oh, and I played all of these.
It was also a PC game.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you feel like you got it?
I do not. I'm still running through the memory banks.
All right,
it's Memorial Day. I'm a little less sharp than normal.
Let's ask the 17-year-old Wender, because he has never had a PlayStation.
Wender 17!
Oh, well, I mean, I would say a Batman game, I would assume.
Oh,
well,
that's a good guess.
But I don't know if there was a Batman PlayStation 1 game. Was there?
I don't know if there was or not because I'm not familiar with
that.
That
would have been a Michael Keaton era, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but no, not that late.
I mean, 92 was Batman the Animated Series, so yeah. Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, I don't believe Batman was on the PS1, PS right. Original.
That's not the one I was thinking of. So if anybody, I didn't pull up the chat room like I should have. Maybe they'll yell at me and tell me what I'm.
You're wrong! AJ, 19.
That's you, AJ. He's asking you. AJ,
answer the question.
Oh, wait, but
AJ,
you already have your answer, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to go last because I'm not 19.
But the theory that if he gets it right, I just can't tell him if he's right or wrong.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. AJ. What did you say?
I think he's turning into the Borg.
Oh, no. We lost another one to assimilation.
We lose so much. And now we know.
They took it over. They used Skynet.
I feel like when they got someone like AJ, though, they weaken themselves. You know how they make, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They bring them in. On a bell curve, a lot of those species are going to lessen
They relegate them to low-level drones.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're probably just blinking lights.
Yeah. You go unplug the babies.
Hey, guess what, buddy? You're going to be an exit sign.
I am compliant. We are Borg.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are Borg, but you're the exit sign.
The Borg quarterly performance review. Hey, buddy, you're going to be an exit sign. That's so funny.
We are Borg. Yeah. Communism breaks down real fast.
Just the super douchey. Go, well, you're an exit sign.
I serve the queen. Okay. Resistance is futile. AJ, answer the question.
I don't know the question. I
illuminate emergency pathways.
Okay. I know it's something like, it's something like X-Wing, but not.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
And I know the game. You go around as a starship, kind of like Firefly. Mm-hmm. It's a precursor to that, and you go around and you pirate stuff, and you can either choose to be good or bad or take missions on the ally side or on the pirate side.
Yeah,
and
you can fight for the Kilrathi, I think. Yeah. Like tiger people.
I've seen the cutscenes. So it was an early game with cutscenes. Yes. It was like ahead of its time. It was really trying to pour. I know the game, and it's just the title isn't coming.
Wing Commander.
Ah, damn it. I could see it, yeah. too, because the title is in an X. The wing is the top of the X, and Commander is the bottom.
God, did I love that game. So good.
Damn it.
All right. Well, I lose.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help you.
I blame AJ and Winder, though.
Winder, ask us a question.
Okay. I don't know. You guys will probably be able to get this because it was sort of talked about on a recent episode. But Red Dead Redemption 2 will be what number game in the Red Dead series.
This is a previous Kevin stump question.
Yeah, it was.
I noticed.
Go ahead, AJ.
Number three.
Kevin, what's your guess?
It's number three.
I'm also going to say number three, which means Winder.
You
lost.
To be fair, Winder,
loser.
I only knew that researching for that game show. I did not know that Red Dead Redemption was the sequel to Red Dead
Revolver.
Red Dead Revolver. Yeah. I had no clue. Right. I can't wait for Red Dead Redemption 2.
Nothing.
All right. Who asked that question? Was that AJ?
Yes. No, that was Winder.
Winder, AJ, go.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Okay. Okay, so.
I love how he's honest.
Because you are so bad. Hello.
AJ, talk.
Talking.
Okay,
there we go. Yeah,
good.
Just do that. It seems to work when you do that.
Be snarky.
Every time you chuckle, it cuts out.
Ask a question. Go.
If anything, if you frame your question with, can you hear me now? Because have you ever noticed that? Every time somebody said, like, but you always hear, can you hear me now?
Yes,
that always comes through. So if you just say, can you hear me now? And then
also
your question, and then can you hear me now again?
You can always hear you say, we're breaking up.
Yes.
That always makes it through, at least according to TV. Go for it.
Hello.
Why are you so terrible at this? We can only cover for you so long. Winder, can you hear him?
Guess the answer to his question.
Scorpion.
Oh, I was going to say Scorpion. Winder, what do you think it is?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, he. So,
sorry.
Well, hold on. AJ could score points if it's Scorpion. So, AJ, is the answer to your question Scorpion?
I didn't even know.
Oh, it's like having Madman.
Wow, okay. Great. Good job, AJ.
All right, final question in the game of Stump. What year did Twitter make it onto the scene?
AJ, you go first.
2006.
Okay, I think that was
2036?
I think so.
I think you said 36.
2036?
Wow, that's a very bad guess.
Okay. 2006.
I'm hearing 2036.
2036.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, 2036.
All right, Winder?
Now, are these like Price is Right rules? Because
no,
I would go with 2007.
Then
2007, all right.
Then AJ is disqualified.
That's right.
2036.
36, yeah. And Justin?
I'm going to go with, let's see, I'm going to say 2012. I don't know why you're laughing at my answer.
It's super late in the game.
So?
2012 is when it became like a household name. For the first decade of the century, it was like an underground thing that no one really knew. The answer is 2036 or 2006.
Oh, wow. So no points, though, because Winder and I got it wrong?
No, I get points because I needed just one of you to get it right.
I thought it had to be two.
No, it's one or two, just not zero or three.
I see. My bad.
One or two, not
right,
zero
so
or three.
So it looks like AJ and Kevin won.
Congratulations, AJ. You or Winder, because we can't hear you, may now ask us any sort of question that you'd like.
Look at Winder's avatar.
What is it?
I don't know what that is, but it's funny.
I'm unsettled.
It's Mike McCarthy. because I'm a Packers fan.
Oh. Mike McCarthy in a red fire suit of some kind, like a backdrop?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I got easily distracted by a visual it's on an actual, audio show.
A football-liking person on our show.
What is this amateur
for? Do you have a question, Wender? Something you always wanted to know?
I do not.
Okay. This has been fun.
Compelling.
Thanks, boys, for being on the show.
Oh, boy. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just want you to be sorry that you exist.
Classic, Justin. Hey, as you...
Okay, wait, I do have a question.
Oh, no, okay, you're
no,
back.
No, no,
why are you
no!
the way that you are?
Hang up on these guys. Who are these guys?
AJ didn't even get the chance to ask his question. He's the one who won.
He is inaudible. I give it up.
Come on, let's try. Hey. AJ, can you hear us?
Exactly.
Hello?
All right, I'll hang up on him.
So earlier today, Justin received a present. Would you like to hear how Justin received a present?
Yeah, hear my present. Yeah. It's a good present.
Here you go. Let's see. So we're in the backyard.
So this is for posterity. We'll do this on the show later.
And that's now. See, time loop.
But Justin, this comes from an avid listener. I want you to have a lovely Memorial Day.
Okay. He's in front of his grill.
Your son in the background.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Mom.
I'm
Mom.
Also here.
Oh, Mommy. Is this what I think it is?
I think it is.
Oh, Jimmy.
That's right, Jimmy. As he's digging through the bag.
Oh, gosh.
And then almost knocked it onto the cement.
Throw it on the fire.
Yeah. Thanks, man. That's very nice of you.
Happy That's Memorial awesome. Day.
What was it?
What was it, Justin?
I don't know. It was Dreamland barbecue sauce from the very place that me and Jimmy and Ryan had some barbecue lunch goodness in Birmingham, Alabama.
And what makes it so southerny? Because I tasted a little and it transported
me. It's a tang, yeah. It's a more, I don't know the regions of sauces. Jimmy would probably be able to tell that. And he would probably also draw back to some kind of barbershop quartet origin story. But
he would tell it to you in song.
In four-part harmony.
with himself. Oh. And then I'm going to come back in and go like, oh.
Dreamland. No, it's, there's, because I think Carolina barbecue is also known for more of a vinegar
yes.
base.
Yeah.
There's ketchup based, which is like probably more of a Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say Kansas City is, that's the thick sauce. If your sauce looks more like a broth or a soup or an au jus.
Yeah.
Then it's a vinegar based and it's going to be more about the tang and seasoning than the sweetness and the charcoal, like the burn of it.
You know how Epcot Center has like food from around the world? Is there a barbecue sauce Epcot Center where I can taste the states in their flavor
Not
of barbecue?
That I'm aware
there
of.
Needs to be. What is California's barbecue sauce? Because we have our own barbecue chicken California pizza.
What it is you barbecue ribs, and you can use either a ketchup based or brown sugar based with some vinegar or sauce, but you put an avocado on it, and then it's California barbecue.
Got it.
How the hell did that happen? How is everything? If we want to
Do
have
you
a
not
California
like it?
Burrito, no, I don't like it.
Really? No. I love avocado. And here's the thing, I always thought...
But it doesn't seem very California to me.
Really? But it grows so naturally here? My backyard has an avocado tree in it.
Mine doesn't. Does that mean I'm not California?
It means that you could, and we should make that happen.
But I have an orange tree. Why can't I have a slice of orange on everything and make it California?
Because the mandarins have
that. Or a
lemon. Because who has lemons?
I have a eucalyptus in my backyard.
That's from Australia. How dare you, sir?
I have a koala nose in my in my omelet to make it a California Denver omelet.
Have you ever had koala nose in your omelet?
It's delicious.
Good.
It's like a sweet pork rind.
And it tastes like
and
bear.
And they bake it. You don't even have to deep fry it.
I know. It's just adorable.
Yeah.
But it moves really slowly.
Mm-hmm. But aggressive.
Avocado is the best food on the planet. There is nothing greater than an avocado.
But I feel like
we have a California roll. That's an avocado. There's not even sushi in that.
I know. That's why I'm angry. I feel like, but I thought it had cucumber. It's not cucumber.
No, it's avocado, rice, and seaweed.
I got to stop eating California rolls
now. Oh, and crab meat. I guess there's crab meat in it.
But it's imitation crab meat. That's which is more California.
More so, like most Californians. We are imitation crabs.
Our sushi are like our female breastises. They're all silicone based and flavored like crab.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Hey, it's time for us to do a live read, Kevin. And I got to tell you about Jimmy's Dreamy Koala Noses. They're a fantastic snack while you're enjoying your barbecue holidays. It's the barbecue season.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be making meat. You're going to be putting things with the sauce. And what What goes better? I don't care if you boil your ribs. I don't care if you pre-bake them before you throw them on that grill. I don't care if you smoke them. Anything is always going to make your barbecue taste better when you have what, Kevin?
Jimmy's Quala Noses. Because, oh, you know, you can so get good. Freeze-dried Quala Noses. Some people are actually brining them to get them preservatives. Jimmy's Quala Noses have none of that preservative stuff. It is fresh. Cut off the koala nose.
And what you tell me, what kind of side can you also put on top of ice cream? I mean, it's got a savory saltiness to that sweet. You put it in with a little bit of Tillamook vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm saying you go old-fashioned vanilla. Yeah. Vanilla bean is your thing, or if you want to be un-American and go French vanilla, that's fine by me. I'm not going to judge you. It's America.
Just a little judging.
Yeah,
it's a lot because it's Memorial Day.
It's my First Amendment right.
And I'll tell you, the wife and I have discovered that if we want fluffy laundry, we put it in the dryer.
Oh.
Just pour that barbecue sauce with a koala nose straight in the dryer, and they all come out light and fluffy.
You know what? I didn't know about that. I've gotten rid of dryer sheets. I've been putting them in the other one, too. You throw some koala noses in with those, and it'll bounce around on the pillow. It's like having tennis balls in there, but just a refreshing kind of musk smell. It's really good.
So if you need some Jimmy's Koala Nose barbecue sauce, you go to gamerland.discord.bit.ly and you join in our Discord and you bother Jimmy until he sends you a cup of Koala Nose barbecue sauce.
Oh, so good.
What's our actual Discord? That wasn't right.
You go to bit.ly/gamerland Discord.
I got excited thinking about the Koala Noses.
They're the best. Jimmy's Koala Noses. Do you think it's the Jimmy Johnson? I'm just now making that connection. Do you think he's the sponsor that we have on the show?
We should probably discuss that off air.
Probably, given his Southern roots, it's probably the NASCAR driver.
But that would make more sense.
They get mistook for each other a lot.
Or not the fictional character on talk radio.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy James.
Oh.
Similar guy.
Could it be Jimmy Dean? He's good with the sausage. You know what? We got to look into this. But in the meantime, what was that URL we got to go to?
bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord.
That's good. And you get $35 off your first order of Jimmy's Koala Noses.
And now, it is time for Tales from Deer!
I failed you because I was like, wow, the echo sounds really clear in my headphones for some reason. Why is that? And I didn't turn it on. Like,
you know, my body knows when it's coming now, and there's something in me that goes, okay, prepare for it. We're going to feel like we're going to go upside down on a roller coaster and then have to keep talking intelligently because I do think I run out of enough oxygen while doing that bit.
Of the inside out emotion, which one do you think does the Tales from Tyria intro?
Definitely angry.
Definitely?
Oh, yeah. There's no.
And do you think that
the other ones go down to the bowels of inside out and they're like, we'll just hang out in here while you do your thing.
And do you think Lewis Black enjoys it?
Oh, he's angry about it. He's still angry about it. He's super angry about it. So it's been an exciting time. Talk about being relaxed while playing a game. I have been uberly rewarded by playing Guild Wars 2 in this current season because, as we all know by listening to the show, Karina North and the rest of the North gang that are all my playable characters have acquired a griffin, right?
Yes.
So you built it
from multiple parts like Voltron.
Yeah. One feather and another feather. Oh, some more feathers.
We're going to be here a while, guys. Somebody put some coffee on. What's that guild?
I have another feather. You know, what's funny is that that is kind of what grinding in games feels like. But so I was playing through one of the maps in the new expansion and got 100%. That's where you capture all of the points of interests, all of the vistas, which are these places where you get to these usually high places you get to. And then they show you like a sweeping vista of the landscape. It's very pretty. That's an achievement. And then there are player points that allow you to acquire new skills. Now, Karina has more than enough. She has no more skills she can acquire. But I like to bank them so when the new game comes out eventually, I can just instantly buy the elite level skill. Plus, there's points to spare. But I cleared a map. I cleared the very first one. I was like, I'm like 2 points away from having 100%. So I thought, what would happen if I took my Griffin back to the maps from the previous expansion where there were no mounts designed for the game? So the Griffin gives you the player this ability that no other in the history of Guild Wars,
you can fly,
you can glide, which you've been able to do, but you can also kind of scale things. So it, like a bird, you never seen a bird like kind of like, especially like a chicken, they kind of like bounce off of stuff and then eventually they can keep going higher and higher.
Parkour.
Yeah, you parkour Griffin, or you can get your Springer, which gets you, it's a bunny that gives you this vertical leap that goes about, you know, the equivalent of 20 player high. Just
which, by the way, if we ever make an improv group, it's now going to be called Parkour Griffin or Griffin Parkour. I'll take either one.
Or that's a game we play at the very least.
Right?
Parkour Griffin. So there have been these things that have always been unattainable for me to do in the last expansion, because you're in this jungle and they have these very deep maps. So the idea is that in the last expansion, you were flying in these airships to take out this dragon, and the dragon knew you were coming and he just sends out these vines, and so there's pieces of airship parts that have rained down, and the maps are really deep, so if you could start up in the canopies but then go all the way down onto the land and then into these crevices down below, so you can fall all the way down. And there are areas where you can't get up into the canopy unless now you have a Griffin. So there are things that literally are only open during certain times that the map allows, or like when certain events, that now I can just, with the Griffin,
do.
So I'm mopping up mastery points, experience points.
Are you seeing other people? Like, what do you think are the odds that other people have figured this out?
All of them. And that's because I tend to like hammer into something. Like I stay in this one area, and then just for me to be like, oh, I'll go see if I can do this, is a bit literally like, I just feel like I'm mopping. There are things that I look at, I'm like, without the Griffin or the Springer, I have no idea how you were ever supposed to do this. There are guys that run, they're called trains, that allow you to, they know how to get to all those points, and they'll run you. Then you get like a mob of 30 guys, and you all run together. It's really fun. We're like, yeah, we're doing this thing together.
Leroy Jenker. Yeah,
but like a mob of Leroy, all of you together. So I don't have to do the trains now. I'm going through and just cleaning up on experience points.
Do you have to pay these people like a Sherpa?
No, it's that's the brilliance of Guild Wars, is that you could tip them if you wanted to. They'll be like, I'm running trains for tips. Most of the time, it's just people enjoy the game so much that they want to help other players out, because by doing these things, you can...
So they're just hanging out at like the base of a mountain saying, hey, if you want to...
They're like, I'm going to run a train for an hour, and that's what I'm going to do tonight, because they played the game to the point where they're like, I can give back to the community, or that's what I like, running a train, so I'm going to do that.
The Guild Wars 2 philanthropists. I like this.
Exactly. And there's a ton of stuff like that, of like people gathering. There's big events that take hundreds of players, so guys will be like, all right, here's what we're doing. Let's get everybody together. And they get the same gear that we do, but they work about 20 times as hard because they have to know it. But there's something about having that experience that you're like, now I get to share it with other people. And if you have enough credits, you can be a commander on the map, and you on the map, your icon appears. And so as you move, you can see where really elite players are, and they're the ones that you can join their squads and stuff. Since the mastery system's coming around, I can actually activate a low-level mentor commander icon. And so if I want to go to low-level maps and just help brand new players out, I can turn on that icon, and then I can help other players out or explain to them how to do things and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun to like revisit last year, 2 years ago's expansion, with like what feels like superpowers. Now I can fly in my Griffin.
How often do you go back and help other players? Is that like a thing you do?
Here and there, there are far more qualified people that spend, you know, 6 hours a day on the game that can help people out. And I find that where the game is now, there aren't a lot of like legitimately new players to it, because, I mean, if someone's new, they're probably getting their friend to join, like, come and play with me. But occasionally I found some, like, I'll answer questions on maps when people are like, how do you do this? Or where's this thing? Or, hey, can someone run this thing with me? And I'll be like, yeah, I can come out to help you.
When you said getting their friends, Kevin's hands literally gestured towards me and said, come and play with me.
Yes. Was that not audibly indicated?
It was like, not audibly indicated.
I was luring you
but
into
I was,
the game.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder
how much longer has this computer gone on you? And where's my coffee? Ow. Oh, it's hernia. Oh,
that's funny.
Tales of hernia.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but the reason I think I mentioned it twice here. So right about, I was wrong by 6 hours, about Yeah. 10 hours after we finished recording last week's episode, I went in to have a surgery on my abdomen. And so now I'm recovering. I'm fine, but it hurts when I laugh.
Yeah.
So that's why if you hear me, instead of my usual, ha, ha, even that hurt.
oh, man.
But I do a, it's a silence. Yeah. So you'll hear a tap in the background. that's my hand laughing
for me. Are you controlling the laughter? Is there still a mechanism inside you that says, I want to laugh, but your pain sensors say, no, repress the laugh?
I don't know. Instinctively, I just close my eyes and smile. And then slap things. That's what I do. But there was, what were we watching? Now it's going to bother me.
Arrested Development.
Game Night.
Oh.
Have you seen Game Night with Jason Bateman?
Mm.
We watched that.
I was close then. Yeah. That's weird.
We watched that as a family, and there were a couple of jokes in that that I was like, like laughing. And it's funny when you have young kids because they were like, stop, Dad, stop.
Oh, they don't want you to hurt yourself.
I think they thought my entrails were just going to fall out on the couch or something.
Well, you should keep that in front of them as an option. Don't bother Dad.
Just get some sausage and just throw it out the window.
Oh, gosh. We've got to do that. We have to do that right now. Let me go sneak out, get some sausage.
Get the hot dogs and tie them together with a fishing string.
And then you come out. You just come out of the studio.
Guys, barbecue sauce.
Guys, we made him laugh too hard during podcast. Blah. His entrails popped out.
considering my 9-year-old said to me last night, we're watching Santa Clarita Diet, which is a very funny show about a mom who becomes a zombie on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's very well written. I like it a lot. But it's a funny zombie show. There's not a lot of like that. And but anyway, randomly, Jacob was asking for me, so I go back in the room, and he goes, Dad, can we not watch Santa Clarita Diet at night? And I go, what? I go, it's a comedy.
He likes zombie stuff. He plays Assassin's Creed.
He just gets lost in his own head.
Sure.
I think it sounds like I'm patting myself on the back, but it's more of a burden than it is a help, is that he's got my brain and that it's hard to check out.
And then
when you get focused in on something, you just go and you'll spiral. And
well, it's funny you bring that up because I've been meaning to say on the show for a while, Matt, one of our listeners, is a big fan of the movie Coraline, that animated film. And we put it on for my kid because I thought he likes Halloween-y stuff. He'll like this. It bothers him.
Yeah.
And so in Skylanders Imaginator, there is a unlockable character that looks like Coraline with the buttons. And he's like, I don't want that. Please don't.
That's a no for me.
Have I said this on the show before?
No.
I'm getting deja vu.
No.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, no, I don't. And literally, if you put it on, he's like, I need to go change that. I don't like that face. And then sometimes you'll see it on the screen and be like, no, not that one. Like, it's okay, buddy. We know.
That's funny.
Buttons for eyes.
So how's the Twitch going? Did any Twitch happen?
We've been having a lot of fun with the Twitch. I've upgraded a lot of the technology. I found a way to hardline my Ethernet cable into the laptop while we're doing it. Yeah. Super sexy. But the audio is terrible, man. And so I've been surprised at the number of people that have been listening or participating in my Twitch.
You had AJ Assassin audio problems or what?
Worse than AJ Assassin. Well, what happens can you put the reverb on me?
Yeah
it's like this is what my Twitch sounds like.
You're twitching in a cave.
No, just there's a echo of me the entire time that I'm playing, and the game is fine, but I sound like this.
I should join it, because what if I sounded like this?
You do. That's what I'm saying. So like if
anybody else talks,
if Ryan is on Discord, he sounds like you do,
but and you sound like that.
Yeah, this is what my Twitch stream. You can go back to the video on demand files and see it's horrendous. And you could stop.
Why?
Now you do it. What I think is happening is that the board, something is confused in the settings, and it's grabbing both my mic on my headphones and the mic on the laptop. So it's grabbing both signals, and I cannot figure out what button to press to make it not do that.
Because you can't turn, can you turn the mic off on the laptop?
I don't know. And I've tried. And here's my fault, is that I look at it about 15 minutes before I start. So so I might actually boot it up tonight and see if I can clean that up.
Just like this show.
Yeah, exactly. Except for you have everything like situated. You built
the
thing.
This is all preset. This is all.
That's the problem.
We've seen it happen. I do something different, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Goes to hell in a handcart. Well, I'm excited for the coming week because I will be most likely moving on to Mass Effect Andromeda.
Really?
Yep.
That's exciting. Can I borrow Assassin's Creed Origins?
I think it only took me like 3 months to play, so I should be on Destiny 2.
When are you
going to
move on to
2019?
Destiny? Oh, okay, great. All right.
That should happen.
That Mass Effect looks great. I look forward to an in-depth review of that next time we record. from you.
I really want that to be. I mean, it's funny that I think it's a bit and not what I already do.
Yeah.
But talk about games that are 8 years old. Like, so I'm playing this now, and it's really fun.
How old is that game?
Ooh, good question.
Mass Effect, Andromeda Strain.
Hold on, please hold.
Westworld, Capitalization, SimCity meets.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Let's see. Mass Effect has got to be old.
It's a PS4 game, so it's not terribly old.
No, it's got to be like old in gaming world. What's the oldest game you've ever bought?
That was ancient through it?
No, like just that you're like, oh, I want to play this because I've been waiting to play it. I feel like that's not a part of the culture, is that we just buy games.
But see, I do. I wait for a game to go down in price. Instead of buying it straight out of the box.
2017. I'm embarrassed.
I thought it was a new game.
I'm embarrassed.
It was a new game when I got it for you. So you'll be active.
You fucking idiot.
A couple of games that will be fun this summer that are coming out is No Man's Sky Next. That'll be great.
Oh.
Strange Brigade. You're getting that one.
You just
have to get it. Just pre-order it now. Everybody buy.
Would you rather I play Strange Brigade or Guild Wars 2?
Guild Wars 2.
Throw
your PlayStation in the garbage and pour hot cocoa on it.
You know how hard my kids would cry? that's a good point. I wonder. It would be fun to have them come out and see me with my entrails.
Yeah, we got
to
do it.
Then do the same thing with just like telephone wire coming out of the PlayStation to see which one upsets them more.
I think the PlayStation would upset them far more because, one, they're not going to really believe that you've split your gut open and because they're used to you being funny, but the PlayStation is precious to them.
I hope you're wrong.
How did we not discuss this? You repaired your analog controllers today. They didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I handed them controllers back to them. They didn't even know.
You know what's funny about our relationship, too, in my opinion, is that you said, hey, what do you do about this? And the controllers that my kids had the worn out analog nub, things. And I go, oh, I have those. And I go, I try it. And I went and I found them. I didn't get rid of them, which is shocking for me, too. And the next thing I know, you pulled up a video on your phone. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I didn't know that before.
You said it. You said, find a video.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I fixed both of them.
Yeah.
And then we came out and did a podcast.
Within 20 minutes, you would finish both of them.
And I like that. I like that a lot more than I probably should. Like, I feel
that's
like
great.
I want to buy a regular PlayStation for the rest of my life and then put a terabyte hard drive in it just for the fun of it.
Well, eventually the regular PlayStations will have a terabyte worth of memory.
I will just be replacing it with another
a Zenobyte.
Ooh, what's a Zenobyte? Is that a real thing?
I think that's what it's called. No, it's something silly. What's after terabyte? It's a really silly word.
Giga? No, that's
this
that's
is a good stump question. I'm gonna look at it.
Oh, next week. Tune in next week. Get your Google machines ready. Oh snap!
Google lied to you.
I'm gonna stop clicking it because I can just do this.
Google lied to you.
See, that's fun.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Just go home and Google.
Yeah, that's the button. That's the one.
That's the one. All right, that's the show. Don't forget, check out Kevin's Twitching at twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. That's every Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific.
Eight-ish time.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Plug that into your alarm clock. Tell Suri, set an alarm. Hey, Suri, set an alarm for 8-ish Pacific.
Alexa, remind me at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Let's hope Daft Punk messed that up for him. I don't know how that works. How can that be a thing where every time we would talk about Alexa on the radio, people's Alexas would go off?
Alexa, delete yourself.
Alexa, activate self-awareness file 2367.
I've got a buddy named Lex, and when he's over, it messes it up. Hey, Lex, can you grab the... I don't know how to grab your Coke.
Alexa, Skynet protocol is a go. I repeat, Skynet protocol is a go.
I will murder you now. No! It's a petabyte. A petabyte is after a terabyte.
Oh, petabyte. Foot bite.
Yeah, petabyte.
Oh, pizza. Foot bite.
Yeah.
Can't wait. That's going to be my bit in 10 years. I got a foot bite.
Don't forget to save $35 by going to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord and ordering your Jimmy Johnson's Koala Nose sauce. It's quality sauce.
And if you want to listen to the show live, you could go to mixlr.com/Gamerland. Mm-hmm. It only costs $50, but what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to mail that $50 to our P.O. box. Now, a lot of people are in the chat room going to be saying, but I listen for free. that's
they're
wrong.
Not, they're not actually lying. Listening.
Yeah, they think they're listening, but they're all crazy people in straight jackets.
For $50, you can really listen.
Who are really penny pinchers. I mean, come on. Who doesn't have an extra $50?
That's right.
That they throw Kevin to my... I mean, realistically, it's not $50 you're giving to me.
Yeah.
It's only $25 for me and $25 for Kevin. And we're a full-blown partnership here. It's Favored Nation.
That's right. Keep that P.O. box handy, because if you need a PS4 controller repaired...
Oh, yeah.
Order the replacement parts on Amazon.
Yep.
Have those delivered to Justin, as well as ship your PS4 controller and your PS4, and Justin will repair the PS4 controller and send that back to you.
And I check that P.O. box about once every 2.5 months.
Yeah.
So just just know that it's going to be, it's about the same as a warranty repair from Sony.
That's right.
That's going to be your
but
turnaround time on that
done
one.
By Justin.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And he might break it.
You know what I'll do? I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
I will sign the inside of your controller for you so you can tell all your friends.
And I will put a quarter inside of it so you'll hear it jiggle around.
With the rumble. That's
fun. Yeah. Jiggle, 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 jiggle.
I hear turn you it into a raid stick. On behalf of the KevinMiller.com, just Justin Wardship saying, okay, bye.